Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and may break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this point? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from North Utica tonight. Good evening. I believe this is Kathy. I think there is another EchoLink station in there. If they could possibly check in, that'd be kind of cool. KD2FM, 7-3, back to that.
Okay, Kevin, I am going to pause another 15 seconds to see if we have another station. Please call now. Okay, Kevin, I didn't hear that station, but North Utica, how are you this evening on this damp evening?
Hey, not too bad tonight. KD2FPM here. Kevin James sitting here in North Utica tonight. Went out in the backyard here. My fiance and I got working on the trailer for my boat. Got some new tires. I think you might have heard that story the other day. I bought some new tires. One of them accidentally apparently had a slash in it, so I had to go through the fiasco of changing that back out. So we painstakingly went out in the back and found out I couldn't break the bolts loose very easily, so I had her standing on the frame while I was trying to break the bolts loose and just ended up spinning the tire on the lawn. Finally figured out how to stand on the tire iron and broke the things loose. So used, we'll just call it 360 foot-pounds. So I just gave away my weight there. So it broke them loose, and we got the new tires on and boats back on the trailer. And we're going to be getting ready to get out in the water here soon, hopefully. On that note, I'll back out. I'll say 7-3, back to net control. This is KD2FPM. Good evening.
Alrighty, Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening. Well, good. They make a lot of spray-on stuff for loosening that sort of thing up too, so. Okay, very good. You're successful. Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm seeing now if we have any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Please call now. All right, KC2YXN here, and I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KC2WI. WA2U.
All righty, we have Pete and John. Any other stations out there? Alrighty, Pete. How are you doing this evening? You're always busy, so what have you been up to?
Well, I've been, not real busy work-wise. I got one computer here that really I should have hopped on when I got the last one done, but I didn't. So that's got to get taken care of. I've got, I think, another on-site new customer coming up shortly in the old Forge area, and you never know what how busy you're going to be. You could have 20 people call you, and could be kind of quiet. This week was kind of quiet, and the summer, I think, gets that way. People are out, and maybe even if they have a problem, they just put it off because they're doing whatever. So that's the way it's always been here. I've had really, really busy times, and then, boy, it gets really quiet, and you wonder where everybody went to, and do you got some competition that's just taking all your jobs away, and then all of a sudden you get a whole stack of stuff at once. So, and it's okay. I could be busier, but there's a limit of how busy I want to be, especially this time of the year. So I'll take the opportunity to have a few somewhat quiet days. But I've been busy working on stuff, finally got my canoe out. I don't think I had it out at all last year, and I decided I don't really like running all that much. I go down to Boonville and run with the towpath trekkers on Thursday nights when they do that, which is kind of the formal runs are over with. But and then years ago I used to do more running other times, but I kind of just sort of lost interest in it and got really really bad about getting out in the morning and running in the summer. Or, in the fall before it gets too cold. Because I'm not really a runner. And I haven't also been out doing that much real hiking. So this summer I got up to the Moose River Plains last weekend. That was really great. I didn't do marathon hikes, but it was hot. And my Saturday hike was a part of it, bushwhack. And that was, 6 or so odd miles round trip. And then I did some more later in the day. And Sunday I did, I don't know how many miles I ended up going. It was somewhere between 5 and 10, I guess. And again, it was hot. So I said, this is all great, but this is all fine for the lower body, but that doesn't do much for the upper body. But you know what? I could just take my canoe out in the morning and go for a canoe for an hour before the sun gets too high, or in the evening up the Black River, and it'd be better than sitting on a rowing machine until it gets too cold. And so I did that. I was going to do that this morning. It was pretty cold in the morning, so I didn't rush out. I did this, did that. Next thing I know, it was afternoon, but the sun never really came out for more than a few minutes. And it was overcast, and so I was out in exactly the time of the day I said I'll never go out in a canoe, which is like 1 o'clock. But it was so overcast that there was no danger of getting any sunburn, and it was warm enough to be pleasant. Actually, there was a pretty good breeze blowing down the river, so I paddled upstream into the wind, and that made it easy coming back. So I was out for about an hour and 20 minutes, pretty much just went up, stopped up for a few minutes in the spot, and came back. So got a pretty good workout, and hope to continue doing that. And just got to make time and do it, I guess. So that's the plan. And tomorrow, normally I'd have been out of here long before now, but I think I'm just going to get up early and go in the morning since it's raining. Paseco Triathlon tomorrow, and then after that, the Lake Pleasant Fire Department has community lunch. Community picnic, whatever, come in and donate what you want. So we all do the tour, the tour, the triathlon distance faster on the river. KC2WI.
Well, that's cool, Pete. Yeah, we try to stay in shape, too, here. If I don't pile wood in the summertime or mow grass, we have quite a bit of lawn. That's a good workout, too. But then sometimes I have to get on the Airdyne, which I try not to do in the summer because I have to do that during the winter. We have an elliptical and some weights, too. So I'm with you there with keeping in shape. All right, Pete, thanks a lot. And we're going to move on now to WA2U.
WA2U, where it was just raining and about 64 degrees here, I believe. So, yeah, the weather's supposed to really change and finally getting outside, Pete, doing different stuff. I was doing something today. I thought I might have heard your voice on the repeater sometime. I don't know. It was off in the distance here, the East Kitchen, as we call it, so it's quite a distance from here to the living room. Yeah, you can't be, you know, we've got, as Cassie mentioned, the elliptical, which we've got to reassemble out there, and our weight machine, and you can do a lot of stuff with that, and the Roman chair, and with the dumbbells, and the Airdyne, and Cassie's up to almost 17 miles on that, so, but now that we've got all the logs out there in the wood project, I get my workout. It's more, that's definitely upper body stuff when you're rolling the logs around and then you're cutting up with a good sized chainsaw and then you got big blocks of wood and you got to move that around, and so certainly get the and I try to judge that doing a lot of that stuff when it's cooler out, because once you put the helmet on and ear protection and things of that nature, it gets a little toasty. So but I've only got about 6 more logs to do, so. And we'll have that, and then I'll order another load of logs. But it's good exercise, and we seem to have been spending a lot of time outside doing one thing or another thing. Fine on the canoe. We live right next to the lake, but we haven't gotten a canoe yet. I remember doing a lot of canoeing when I was younger. A friend of ours has a 17-foot canoe. And it's kind of loud because it's aluminum, but works nice. And my sister has a kayak, so you've got a couple things you can do, and yeah, it'll work nice. It's good for the upper arms and stuff, plus you get out there and get some fresh air. I'm trying to think what else is going on this weekend that's noteworthy. I know next weekend is the Hamfest, the 25th. That's going to be at Deerfield Fire Department. Deerfield Fire Department. I'm not sure what the talk and frequency is. It's a Hamfest that used to be down at the Frankfurt, I believe, Fairgrounds. They had it for years, but now it's up on the Deerfield Hill. So I don't know. We'll have to see what's going on with that. A lot of things coming up. You know, the Boonville Fair and numbers of things. So turn it back to that. Maybe there'll be some other people joining us here this evening at the WA2U back to that.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah, we're going to have some hot weather. It doesn't make me too happy, but oh, well. This is KC2YXN. That controls the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
KC2YXN. Hi, Kathy. Catch you, Kathy. Hello, baby.
Okay, good. Jack and Rich. Jack, is it still raining in Liverpool?
No, we didn't have any measurable amount, actually, not even a hundredth of an inch. Just sprinkles on and off. And when last I looked out, the roads looked like they were already dry. We're still 72 degrees here. They got up around 77, which is not bad temperature. It's not that awful hot. But high humidity tonight. That's the way it goes, I guess. Nothing too exciting today. Carol had a meeting, she went to. I went and had breakfast as usual at my favorite place, which is closing, by the way, after about 50 years of operation. And other than that, not much to report. 7-3's all around. KA2-7 said.
Jack, the Ramada Inn is closing. Oh my goodness, when is that going to happen?
September 1st. September 1st. It's going to be torn down and the family are going to, they're going to build a fairly large Hampton Inn. They already operate a Hampton Inn, but they're going to change the other one to Best Western or something. They've got super rates. They've got two up in Homewood Suites. They've got two up in Watertown, which I don't know what the names are of those. So they've got, I think they reached the point they've maintained it extremely well over the years, but very clean and everything else. Excellent restaurant. That's what we're going to miss, because they're not going to have a restaurant, of course, with the Hampton Inn. Just that courtesy breakfast or whatever they call it. And all the people have gone there for so many years. We've all been talking. So where are we going to go for September? Breakfast and so on. Yeah, most one of the retired people. KA2-7.
Oh, Jack, you're going to miss your red potatoes. Well, maybe you can find somewhere that they're even better, so. Good. Well, you have to keep us posted on that and let us know where they have it. Okay, Rich, N2KPR, how are things where you are?
Nice and dry. That's pretty exciting. Good evening, everybody here in the net. We had the same thing over here today, just some light sprinkles. Just enough to mess up the hay in that we were going to do today, but we got some of it in, about 500 bales. Outside of that, it just turned sour and we couldn't do any more. Bales kept breaking, coming out, so they were getting too heavy. And we just called it quits. Everybody looks at the weather report. Doesn't look like it's going to be another probably 3-4 days before we get back to it again. But it'll get done eventually. I didn't have to do any moving hay in at all. I did all the babysitting, did the cooking, made dinner for everybody. So I did my part the easy way. And by the way, Kathy, correct?
What was that again, Rich? I'm sorry.
Well, I apologize. My radio cut out. There's not going to be any meeting in July. Not enough people going to be there.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know. Now, is this a second cutting, and do they think they'll get a third?
And 2KKL, good evening.
No, this is the first cutting. They haven't been able to do any cutting at all, so, because everybody else has been cutting and they've got a bowing machinery to do it, so. But they're getting at it, and they've got a couple of farmers right there in the area that are helping them out, and of course they all stick together over that way. And, they're trying to get it cut and baled. They've got some really big bales they're using, too. Big balers. They've got some big bales, so they got plenty of hay, I'm going to tell you. And they've got some down now that's going to get all wet, which is too bad. Okay, I'll have it, give it back to you, and so you can acknowledge calling. And to keep you.
Okay, Rich, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Good. All right. I heard an N2KKL checking in there. Polly, everybody seems dry. We had quite a bit of rain. How about you?
KC2YXN, N2KKL. Sorry, Rich. I thought you were done. Yeah, it's been raining here since about 4:30. Not hard, but pretty steady. It may have you know, subsided a little, but not much. And it's about 65 degrees, still warm enough. But it's supposed to be really warm for the next 2 days, but then we're going to get electrical storms, just what we all need, that's for sure. Anyway, just wanted to say hi to all. Hope y'all having a nice evening, and may you have a nice weekend. Enjoy it. And to KKL 73, and God bless. Back to you, Kathy. Okay, Pauline, well, you have a great weekend, too. Thank you for joining us. Yep, we're supposed to have some storms, but I almost got out the hose to water the garden, but nature did it for me. So great. All right, this is KC2YXN. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins, notes, news, or nonsense at this time? Alrighty, before I close on that, I usually give a little joke, so here we go. A baby mosquito came back from his first time out flying. His dad asked, "Son, how did you feel?" And the baby mosquito replied, "It was wonderful. Everyone was clapping for me." Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. I would like to thank everyone who checked in with us this evening. Kevin, Pete, John, Jack, Rich, and Polly. And also to thank all the scanner listeners. I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. And I'll say 88 to all the goddesses out there, too. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater on the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system on this repeater. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear, 73.
Traffic on emergency net. We're looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Stations come now, please.
That's a good deal. Hello, Jack.
And by AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is N2 WPX, good evening.
This is WA to you.
This is KC2YXN.
Okay, very good. And John, can I hang on there a second? N2KPR, hi Rich. N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, good evening Dennis. WA2U, John. And KC2YXN, Kathy. Thank you all for checking in. Nice turnout tonight. WA2U, Jan, I had you down here for the courtesy copy of the I-10 report. Would you like to have me just read it to you?
Sure, WA2U.
Okay, number 50, routine, KA2 issues at NZ 10, Liverpool, New York, July 1. Running into John, WA2U break. June Octane report, stations 1011, traffic 332, sessions 30. 7-3 break. Mark, KB2KOJ, equals my assistant, net manager on ICA. End of the traffic. How'd you do?
Wonderful, double day to you.
Thanks, John, appreciate that. And I do have one for KD2AIT if he's around. He's probably going up to his camp this weekend. Okay, any additional stations for Octane with or without traffic? Okay, thank you all for checking in, my folks. Much appreciated. Nice turnout, of course. 7-3 East Wall. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zazak.